know the truth.
The devil is coming on a long black train, taking me away. And there ain't no telling how long or how far that devil, he just won't say. And he said to me, son, you better change your ways before the night is through. So I turned to him and then bowed my head and said, devil, the joke's on.
Last hour, Mr. Producer. So you got the Pope warning about populist leaders and saviors, and mentions the name of Hitler, and you get into Himmler and some of the folks in the order that were, you know, Himmler had an uncle was a Jesuit. Some speculate that Himmler himself was. I can't corroborate that. But now you'll have another left-wing Vatican boy, Chris Matthews. Let's hit clip 7.
I'll play the clip in just a moment, and you'll see that, no, I'm not joking. The lunatic liberals at MSNBC are literally calling Donald Trump's inauguration speech militant, dark, and Hitlerian. Oh, you don't believe me? Here's the clip.
When he said today, America first, it was not just the racial, the Hitlerian background to it, but it was the message I kept thinking, what does Theresa May think of this morning when she picks up the papers and says, oh my God, what did he just say? He said America first. What happened to the special relationship? What if you're Putin? You're probably pounding the table saying, that's what I've been saying. Russia first. Yeah. Russia first. This whole bullying message to him. And I wonder, you know, are people around the world are watching closely in those PDBs, and he got one this morning. What will be the reaction today?
That's something Putin would say. How can these lunatics actually live with themselves? We now turn to Richard Maddow, who will say something almost equally as insane.
This was a workmanlike speech. It was short, and he went through it quickly. And it was militant, and it was dark. The crime, the gangs, the drugs, this American carnage, disrepair.
These are the problems that he's going to fix, you lunatic!
The crime, the gangs, the drugs, this American carnage, disrepair, decay. You can't imagine the outgoing president giving a speech like that.
Because he can be honest. Because he caused most of these problems and made them worse. Oh, she gets crazier.
This president also repeating, the new president also repeating that our guiding principle will be America first, America first. We know how he has used that as a campaign slogan. That does also have very dark echoes in American history. There was an America First committee that formed in this country, hundreds of thousands of people in this country, some of the richest businessmen in the country. Many of them were anti-Semitic, part of why they weren't alarmed by Hitler's rise in Germany.
Saying America first now is anti-Semitic to MSNBC.
More anti-Semitic, part of why they weren't alarmed by Hitler's rise in Germany. The America First Committee is something that means a specific thing in this country. To repurpose it now, not that far down the historical path, it's hard. It's hard to hear.
It's hard to hear. Saying put America first. It's hard to hear. Oh, the anti-Semitism. Stop it. Stop it, you Nazi. Here's Meet the Press host Chuck Todd saying that the speech was incredibly divisive.
It's being greeted there by President Obama, who at times seemed to be biting his lip.
I have to say it was surprisingly divisive of it for an inaugural address. And I say it this way. We said it was a challenge when you're elected as an outsider, you're elected as a populist, and you're channeling what was real anger out there with his supporters. It's tough to be both the unifier and that populist carrier. He went with populism. And I think that it's going to play well with his folks. But that wasn't the type of inaugural address that was intended to bring this country together.
Playing well with the crowd right now is he.
These people can't be serious. They can't be that mentally ill. Let's take a moment and watch some of this dark, militant, divisive, and Hitlerian speech from the new president.
All right, go ahead and stop it. Go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer. But that was a pretty good video. And you see the apparatchiks attempting to make Trump literally the new Hitler. It makes your blood boil that so many buffoons out here refusefascism.org. I mean, you watch footage of all the rabble, the white people with dreadlocks and just the drug addicts and these fat pissed off lesbians and I mean, it's just the dregs. They all just love buying into this, you know, garbage. And I know it's a mind control system, and it's still disheartening to have to deal with it. So you've got the Pope, the Jesuit Pope, talking about kind of throwing the Hitler thing out. And then Matthews, Maddow, the entire American, managed left. So they're running that. And then you've got basically, you know, the kind of a Likudnik circles that you know, like Trump, Christian Zionist circles, off the charts for Trump. Military members, off the charts for Trump. Law enforcement, but people in the bureaucracies. I would say this, if a good portion of the FBI that's not compromised was staunchly pro-Trump, probably in some of the other law enforcement kind of alphabet agencies, but the bureaucracies itself, they were all in the tank for Obama. They're always in the tank for the Democrats, because the Democrats, it's a guaranteed shot in the arm with funding and so forth and so on. So people are going to vote with their pocketbook. So if you work in Health and Human Services or Department of Education, or some of these needless layers of bureaucracy, of course you're going to vote for the left, because the left loves huge Leviathan government. And so Trump basically now, and then I've been seeing all this chatter that in various, you know, outlets saying Trump's going to slash government and you're going to get some pink slips, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that remains to be seen. We'll see. I've got Trump's CIA speech as well. But I wanted to get into this. Now, this is floating around. Let's see. Order of America, Order of Malta American. Which is Cardinal Francis Burke. He's the leader of the Knights of Malta in Rome right now. But there's all this stuff in various Catholic websites that, and then I've got up here whatdoesitmean.com, sort of fall. But this is just kind of a good synopsis. And I know this is a website that everybody knows is basically sometimes fake, but they put links to articles, you know, various different places, RT or TASS or Sputnik, and they put stuff from kind of these obscure websites. But let me just get into some of this. So Pope Francis going to war against his own Knights of Malta is what they're trying to say here, ordering them to expel all Freemasons for their support of Freemason leader President Donald Trump, okay? That reveals that not only did the pontiff not so subtly compare America's new leader to Adolf Hitler, and I know this is doublespeak because the church at the time, Pacelli, who was the nuncio to Germany, who later became Pius XII, was in on the 1929 concordat with Hitler and the Vatican, and both Mussolini and the Vatican. The Vatican City State was created in 1929 under Mussolini. And so, therefore, the Vatican and a lot of the kind of Protestant Seventh-day Adventist Bible kind of prophecy people say that they say that's when the beast's deadly wound was healed from the book of Revelation. And there's many interpretations on that, but that, I'm just giving you that kind of Protestant Seventh-day Adventist viewpoint that when the Vatican became its own city-state again, and then Pope at the time became a sovereign over the Vatican state, that's when they say that the deadly wound was healed. Now, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has been found to be complicit in the arrest. Now, this is off of Rick Wiles' True News, so you got to take this one and look at it, of a top Freemason spy, and it has shaken Italy to its very core. So supposedly there's a schism going on, and there is a schism between Cardinal Burke, who was he was the Archbishop right here in St. Louis, and the Pope, and it's pretty public. You can go to Novus Ordo Watch, Tradition in Action. My name is Jorge Bergoglio, and a bunch of the kind of traditionalist Catholic websites have been talking about all this. But basically, they go into Dolan, who, remember, was the he's the Archbishop of New York, presided over the inauguration prayer ceremony, okay, of Freemason leader Donald Trump by reading scriptures from the Freemason's most holy book called The Wisdom of Solomon. Well, that's not – I wouldn't say that that's true or not. I wouldn't – I don't know that, but that's in a Christianity Today article. Now, the Book of Wisdom is what they're talking about, and that's actually in the Catholic version of the Bible, which has 72 books. The King James version and all the one New King James, they have 66. Okay, so the Wisdom of Solomon is actually one of the books in the Catholic Bible, the Catholic canon of Scripture. Okay, so you can pick up a Catholic Bible, which has 72 books. You'll find the Wisdom of Solomon, and then he read out of that one. So they read things, you know, this site twists and kind of it crafts a narrative, which might not necessarily be true, but there are some kind of interesting things under the surface here. And it says, immediately after which Pope Francis ordered all Freemasons to be expelled from the church, okay? In yesterday's report was after Pope Francis publicly declared last year that Trump was not a Christian. Remember when this was on CBS News? Remember when that whole border thing with Trump and Pope Francis right down at the Texas-Mexico border? I think that was last year where the Trump and Pope got into it. That was right where Scalia and the Cibolo Creek Ranch and Scalia hit went down, or death, whatever you want to say, and all the crazy stuff. And I covered that extensively when that went down, and many others did. Alex Jones sent Wayne Madsen and all them guys down there. But basically, the Pope said Trump wasn't a Christian in order to influence the American election in support of Hillary Clinton. Okay. Let's see. And then, so basically, this article saying that New York City billionaire Donald Trump was the leader of the Freemasonic forces retaking control of America, a historic event meant to coincide with the 300th anniversary of the main lodge's founding in London on June 24th, 1717. So we got the 300th. Anniversary of the Grand Lodge of England, folks, this year. So this is a big deal in Freemasonic circles. They call it the Tricentennial and all that. And it says whose members actually created the United States. And if you go to MountVernon.org, digital encyclopedia article on Freemasonry, and the 16th of January 1120, founding of the Knights Templar order of warrior monks. Well, if you dig into some of the Freemasonic writings like Born in Blood, The Lost Secrets of Freemasonry by John J. Robinson, you'll get into basically the suppression of the Templars and then their reappearance in the Rosicrucians and the Freemasons, okay? So President Trump's new Secretary of Defense is John Allen, and I covered him. And he's big in Catholic circles. And then James the Warrior Monk Mattis. And I didn't realize this, but James General Mattis, our new Secretary of Defense, is not married, never been married. Okay? And you can find that on heavy.com, General James Mattis. Let's see here. New to be revealed in today's Security Council is that the FBI, and then it gets into all this, the CIA agent that's going to be extradited here that's appealed to President Trump and so forth and so on. It's definitely interesting to read, and I'm not going to get into the rest of it, but it's a pretty fascinating article. Just to go to the links and read all that, you don't necessarily have to believe the narrative that's crafted, but all the links in some of these in this article is very good. All right, so let's see here, Mr. Producer, get clip three ready. And now you're already starting to see some of the fallout with Trump being elected, and this is the Guatemalan president. Is trying to basically say you can't expel all these people from the United States. Let's hit clip three.
Okay, so I just watched Donald Trump's inauguration speech, and it made me kind of happy. Not because I believe that he's going to follow through on anything he said. I mean, no one knows what he's going to do. I'm going to talk about this later on. I'm going to make a video about the Trump apocalypse. But it's what made me happy about it is he just slammed career politicians and the corruption in Washington, D.C. 80% of his speech was about these career politicians being self-interested and the whole system being corrupt. And Obama and Biden and Chuck Schumer and Bill Clinton and all these career politicians, even the Republican politicians, George Bush were there, all these people were sitting there just absorbing this as he slammed them and their way of life, and they're lining their own pockets and things like this. And they cut away, and you're watching these people just listen to him say what they are, tell them what they are, which is not a good thing. And there's just a moment of truth in this speech, regardless of Trump as a person or what he's going to do as a president. At least there was this moment of truth, and that's right, a positive thing. He named something that is truthful.
That was my screw up. I put the wrong video in there, but that's kind of like how I felt. And I go ahead and let it play, because that's kind of how I felt. I was like, look, this might all be theater. This all might be goofy, and we might see Trump revert right into, let's just say, how the so-called establishment wants him to. So, but it was nice to see him basically trash everybody in the government over the last few decades that have totally gutted and basically tore down our country. And so I'm interested to see what he's going to do with the Federal Reserve. That's a big one for me, this private central bank. If it's business as usual over at the Fed, I mean, then you pretty much know that, you know, we're things are going to continue. There'll be some surface cleanup, but the real underlying issue, which is this fiat currency, this fractional reserve banking system that's got us all under the yoke, unless this is addressed, you know, then you'll know Trump's in danger, real danger. I mean, there's been a lot of predictive programming about Trump being assassinated. And I told you guys last week, I didn't think that they were going to do nothing to him at the inauguration, because there's too many people watching, too many people were expecting it. So now the real danger time comes, especially if something happens where the Federal Reserve gets targeted. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
City Radio. Now, I wanted to get to this. I know the time is flying by. I'm sure most of you have seen that the story of this long-term, decades-long political operative, Roger Stone, is claiming that this illness that he has been suffering from for some weeks was polonium poisoning, which I find fascinating. I've got a let's just play clip 19 real quick, Mr. Producer.
With PP Gate, which they now admit's totally made up. And the British government's come out and said it's bull. Well, of course it's bull. It was on 4chan a year and a half ago. That's the hacker site. It was written by a 12-year-old, probably. So, where is all this going? Why is this one of the biggest announcements I've ever made? probably the biggest, if you look at the whole atmosphere of where we are, to let you know how ruthless the enemy is and the climate we're in. So, Roger Stone, I'm going to give you the floor to walk through this, the motive, why they've done this. This is the stuff of a James Bond movie. Roger Stone.
Alex, great to be back with you. I'm glad to see you back from vacation, and I am glad to have turned in my manuscript for about 145,000 words, about 460 pages, for The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Alex, as you know, prior to Christmas, I became extremely ill. This was at precisely the time that I had to be prodigiously trying to produce about 2,000 words a day for my book. And one of the important aspects of my book is the detailed debunking of this Russian hacking nonsense and a very direct refutation of the claims by John Podesta and the mainstream media and others, the Washington Post, the New York Times, that I had advanced notice of the hacking, that the hacking ever took place, that as Podesta told the Washington Post, I told Donald Trump in advance. So I exposed these things. Now we have a congressional investigation, and Senator Richard Burr and Senator John Warner are going to conduct public hearings. Now, in all honesty, I would welcome being invited to those public hearings. I welcome their investigators. As I said, I would welcome an FBI investigation when Congressman Jerry Nadler and Congressman Elijah Cummings, in a classic case of the new McCarthyism, demanded of the FBI director that I be investigated. I welcome that scrutiny.
And let me just interject. Months ago when this was all happening on a daily basis, national news attacking you, CNN not letting you come on and respond when they're calling you a Russian spy, saying you work for WikiLeaks, totally made up. And so if you do the math here, there's a problem. In fact, on air, we joked about it. We said, this is wonderful. Let them have hearings and call you in on C-SPAN with the new McCarthyism. You'll be like the famous lawyer that says, you know, have you no decency? We talked about all that. But so you're doing the math. What's the problem? You're going to go with this Russians took over the election idea, and you've got this one guy who's the fall guy we're going to blame it all on, but we don't want him talking. It'd be much better if he wasn't there, and then we could say the Russians did it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, Alex, Glenn Greenwald, I think, nailed this week in his piece. The deep state is very upset about the election of Donald Trump and the fact that he's going to upend the established order. They're not going to get their expanded proxy war in Syria, which they desperately want. They're not going to get World War III out of a President Donald Trump, who is committed to detente, who is committed to a new relationship with the Russians, some hard-headed negotiations, but peace.
Pause it right there, Mr. Producer, and then we'll play the rest of it where he claims that he's hit with polonium on the other side. See you right on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger. so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Incendiary Radio, last half hour. Mr. Producer, go ahead and resume.
Spend our money on missiles and guns and bombs, or we can spend them on infrastructure, roads, bridges, hospitals, and schools. And President Trump knows this. As I told you, I became extremely ill. This manifested itself in over 14 days of high fevers, delirium, night sweats. I had lesions on my chest and my face. I had extreme diarrhea. I had vomiting that could not be stopped with medication. I became exceedingly dehydrated, and I ultimately had to be hydrated with IV and saline injections.
And as you said, the last time you were in the hospital was when you were born.
Yes, I am a generally healthy person.
You're a marathon runner, whole nine yards.
I have been a runner and a weightlifter. I am very careful in my diet. I'm a user of the InfoWars supplements. I have been treated with acupuncture by perhaps the greatest acupuncturist in the state of Florida, if not the United States, Dr. Quinn Martielli, who was trained in China. I am generally a healthy person. In the beginning, I thought I had a routine stomach virus, and this was, you know, a pain in the neck, given my deadline on the book and the fact that my entire family was headed to Florida for Christmas.
And we even had to cancel one of our important meetings we were going to have in Florida.
Yes, indeed. So I ultimately went to the doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital in Miami Beach, my own personal physician. They conducted extensive blood tests. Those blood tests were passed on to CDC. The general consensus is that I was poisoned. I was poisoned with, they now say, a substance that may have been polonium or had the characteristics of polonium. This made me exceedingly ill. The conjecture of all the doctors was that I did not receive a large enough dose to kill me, but I have never been this ill. Now, who would want to do this to me? I am an enemy of the deep state. I think people know that. I was an insider in American politics. I was close to power in 9 presidential elections. Everything Glenn Greenwald says is true. The Republican, Democrat, Bush, Clinton, deep state has manufactured this Russian fraud. They have compounded it by taking a clearly fabricated...
You know, is this a publicity stunt for Roger Stone? He's about to drop this big book. And I know I got people messaging me, I don't trust Roger Stone and blah, blah, blah. I get it. It's something. I mean, look, they dug up Arafat and found polonium, and then Litvinenko, the spy some years back that they claimed Russia hit with polonium, and then others are saying the MI6 hit him to make it look like the Russians did it. There's this Christopher Steele character, this MI6 guy that is tied to both Litvinenko and this dossier on the Golden Shower Gate on Trump, which is these fascinating connections. Now, you know, knowing the Bush-Clinton cabal, the narco terror war machine based on opium, cocaine, the streets of our nation flooded with cheap heroin, you know, it's you know, Trump is taking over this apparatus. You know, I got a CIA. I'm not going to probably get to it, but everybody needs to watch Trump's full speech to the CIA at the CIA. Very interesting. And Trump basically, I hope I can get to it. I just don't think I can, but because I want to get to some other stuff. But Trump's taking over the biggest, basically, narco trafficking system since, like, British and Dutch East India companies. I mean, this America, you know, Mossad controls a big drug trade and, you know, in ecstasy and all the rest of it. But, you know, I mean, our deep state controls so much drug trade. And the Los Zetas, the Sinaloa, these Knights Templar cartel, the Gulf cartel, they're all fighting down there. But I think basically CIA controls the big ones, the Zetas and the Sinaloa, from what, you know, you do this research and you're like, and what they've done to cities like Juarez, it's just, gosh, I mean, it's carnage. I mean, how the hell, by Trump talking about carnage in our streets and all that stuff, how the hell is that not true when you look at the murder rate here in St. Louis per capita, or Detroit or Chicago? I mean, it's war zones. And is it dark to talk about it? I mean, what do you want to do? Just act like it's not there? That's what I mean. It's just fascinating with this rhetoric. Now, Trump, you know, when he got on the campaign trail, he talked about drugs and smashing, you know, closing the border and, you know, and trying to stop drug trafficking. And when he was up there in Maine, I believe. And so Trump's a hardcore anti-drugger. I mean, he's taking over as chief executive officer this massive narco empire. And so if he has intentions on curtailing that, you don't think that there's going to be factions in that part of the the agency that's like, hey, that he's effing with my money. I mean, there are faction wars going on. And just to go back to that article I wrote, read about the Pope ordering the Sovereign Military Order of Malta to purge all the Masons. You know, you had all that stuff with the P2 Lodge. And that goes all the way into – that made it into Godfather Part 3. I mean, you know, and you guys that listen to this program, you know that I've been like basically for probably a year now calling for internal faction wars between forces of good and forces of malevolence and all these big – bureaucracies and groups such as the Vatican, you know, the people that are still loyal to the basic Christian vision versus the pedos, the communists, the one worlders. I mean, the Jesuits themselves. I mean, that's probably hierarchically it's like a cult. You, whatever the general says, you do. Whatever your superiors say, you do. I mean, that's probably the most militant cult on the planet. And so is there faction wars going on within the Jesuit order? You only hope. I mean, with Cardinal Burke being head of the Knights of Malta, that order is 900 and something years old. And so, and you get these people that are like, oh, those guys, there's no power there. You're silly. These guys, if you get into the arms trafficking of the knights, diplomatic immunity and passports, issuing their own passports, observer status at the UN, just like the Vatican itself, and then these people, and then you get into the guys that are the members and all the business ventures and corporations and financial institutions they're into, and then you see these kinds of skirmishes taking place between forces in Rome. I mean, and I've said this weeks back, the various orders within Freemasonry, this big family, this big various fraternities, whether it's the ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, better known as the Shriners, you've got the York Rite, okay? Then you've got the Scottish Rite, the two main branches, okay? The top of the York Rite's the Knights Templar, and the top of the Scottish Rite is the 33rd Degrees, the Sovereign Grand Inspectors General. And then, you've got offshoots, the Eastern Star for the ladies, the White Shrine of Jerusalem. You've got the De Molay Order for Boys, which is named after Jacques De Molay, the last known leader of the Knights Templar, who was burned at the stake. And he called Pope Clement to basically, while he was going to be burned at the stake, he said, Pope, you know, you're going to see death within a year. And this guy, Clement V, died. You know, so you've got all these things going on. I hope that there's real wars going on between these just straight psychopathic evil ones, and then people that are like, you know, we've got to bring this thing back from the brink. Okay, now the carbon change thing, the whitehouse.gov, there were videos and articles floating around of basically, hey, the whole LGBTQ garbage and the climate change garbage and all this stuff got scrubbed from whitehouse.gov. I haven't had the time to dig into it and look, but this is another thing which really, if Trump stays with it and with his new EPA commissioner and with Rex Tillerson at Department of State, this right here, there's trillions of dollars at stake here, folks, with this whole carbon change and climate change and then taxing carbon emissions, that whole thing. There's been a whole infrastructure built at the UN and on the stock markets and everything else. The Rothschilds are trillions into this, you know, with flunkies like Al Gore out in front and people like Leo DiCaprio, the actor who's all out in front of this, who got to go meet the Pope. You know, the Pope drops this encyclical, Laudato Si. It's all about the environment. and this is all coming through the UN, Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, which is basically neo-feudalism to control human activities and behaviors on the earth. And so Rome and the Vatican is actually being used as a vehicle to implement by its muscle to implement the strategy. And so I hope there are forces in the Curia, the College of Cardinals, that are fighting this. And you know, you see this stuff with Burke and Francis going at it, and then now you see this whole thing with this the ordering of the cleansing of Freemasons out of the Knights of Malta, and then this whole kind of narrative that's been constructed that Trump is the leader of a certain Freemasonic type of faction that is more aligned with the division of national sovereignty, more the 18th century kind of republic version of the Freemasonic vision from around those times versus the modern kind of collectivist control everything top down vision that it's been over the last, like, let's say 100 years, you know, with the communists and Stalin and Lenin and Trotsky and all these guys. And so, is it real? Is the skirmish real, or is this theater? You're going to have to decide that for yourself. But it's fascinating to watch all this. Let's, Mr. Producer, get clip two ready, and we'll see what Trump does with funding of Planned Parenthood. Go ahead and hit clip two.
Breaking news. President Donald Trump reportedly plans to sign an executive order during this weekend. Even though liberals are crying and screaming, but American Christians are cheering. Trump made a huge move to the right and killed the international program for Planned Parenthood. No more abortions all over the world paid by American taxpayers. President Donald Trump reportedly plans to sign an executive order this weekend reinstating the Mexico City policy, which is banning foreign aid from going to non-governmental organizations, such as those International Planned Parenthood Federation that offers abortions. So this policy could be reestablished as early as today, Sunday. This is according to a report from Foreign Policy, the 43rd anniversary of the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade.
All right,
the Republican policy is known as the global...
Now think about this. The Kissinger, Brzezinski, the wacko Georgia Guidestones crowd. I mean, if Trump does this, and I haven't seen reports that this has happened, but Foreign Policy and others have been saying it's possible this would be coming very shortly here. I mean, this goes right up against the – I just talked about the carbon climate change BS agenda to control all of us. But then you also have on the heels of that, you have the depopulation agenda through organizations like Planned Parenthood and their quote unquote sacred work, where you had all these rabbis and religious leaders giving their, you know, their blessings to Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is just crazy. So now if this happens and an American funding doesn't go to this International Planned Parenthood Federation, which is to basically population control around the globe, and this is all in a lot of State Department memorandums and all this other garbage. Food is a weapon with Kissinger, but now abortion. Look at the China one-child policy and our elite set up China through the State Department. They screwed Chiang Kai-shek, set up Mao, and he butchered millions. And think about this. And then this whole reproductive, the women's march thing is all, a lot of it's all about, hey, hands off my vagina and all that stuff. You see, I mean, this stuff's all coalescing together, and you can kind of see how this is working. Now, you know, is Trump throwing the right a bone, and he really doesn't care one way or the other, or is this his real, you know, what makes him tick. You know, you're going to have to decide that for yourself. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. Now, this is Dave Acton. He's got another view of this. But he thinks Trump's going to not do it, and he's not going to defund Planned Parenthood, and he's just basically going to you know, let that wither on the vine, the thought of doing that. Go ahead and hit clip 12.
If you really think the putz from New York is going to defund Planned Parenthood after this Million Woman March, you're crazy. And if you don't want to hear that, then don't watch the video. Otherwise, welcome back, and standard disclaimers apply. Welcome back to your reality bubble, where listening to the mainstream media creates your life. Donald Trump's going to defund Planned Parenthood on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. No, he's not. The first thing you have to learn about a womanizer is he's basically a coward. When a woman starts demanding things and threatening things, they cave in. Donald Trump is a morally weak person. We all know that. It's openly admitted. He's not going to defund Planned Parenthood. This is just another one of his promises that he's not going to follow through on. Even though it'd be good for some of these women. I mean, think about the mothers of these protesters. Like, if 20 years ago, they said, listen, for free, we're going to put a Roto-Rooter up your uterus and turn your new baby into hamburger meat. Wouldn't you have supported that? And we would have had less protesters? So instead of heading Roto-Rooters up the uterus of women to turn their babies into hamburger meat, this guy's going to cave in. Because he has to have the approval of women. Probably because he had a bad relationship with his mother.
All right, you can stop.
I mean, let's face it.
This guy, he's silly, and he says some of the craziest things. But, I mean, it's just... you know, you got to play that stuff sometimes. It's just, it's retarded in a funny sort of way. Now, here's an interesting one. Mr. Producer, get clip 14 ready. This one you'll find very interesting, and it's basically, you're just going to have to listen to it for yourself. Now, if this is true, and this really happens, I have to give kudos to Trump. So let's hit 14.
Supply. Well, the Manhattan mogul wasted no time in signing executive orders. And oh, by the way, his chief of staff sent a memo to all federal agencies, don't issue any more federal regulations from this point forward. Oh, really? Wow, I bet you that's really going to get to those bureaucrats. No more federal regulations. Isn't this what we've been asking for decades? Oh, yes, he did sign something to say that the Affordable Care Act, all the penalties aimed at doctors, aimed at other people, aimed at hospitals, aimed at everybody, we're not going to be collecting those penalties. Gee, that sounds like a pretty nice thing. Well, what about the 20 million people that need this health care? You know, for decades in my life, I've been paying health insurance and working for employers. I've never used it. But they go up every year because some 400-pound Sally over there, who's a chain smoker, drinks a bottle of bourbon every day, she's on the health plan. So we have to subsidize her. I hate to tell you this, but if you're circling the drain with health problems, our society has to toughen up, and you're going to have to lose some weight. It's as simple as that. These sick people that are dragging down our healthcare system, where they spend millions of dollars in these crazy operations, you're dead. Because the rest of us don't want to pay for it. I've never used healthcare after decades of paying into it. But I've seen the pill-popping slobs that need special parking permits and springs on the left side of their car because they're so unhealthy and sick. Because they're lazy pukes. I've seen that. I've had to subsidize them.
Mr. Producer, that dude is magic. All right. Now, this one's very critical of Trump. This is another one from Acton. I had to play it, but it gets into this, the whole narcissism side of the house. Now, I don't know if Trump's a narcissist or not, but a lot of people have kind of profiled him as such. And it is what it is, but this gets into taking us at the Iranians, which I've been talking about for I don't know how long, you know, on this program and others, where I was like, look, if they want to take us to war, Trump's got to be the guy, because the military is gaga over Republicans, and especially, you know, charismatic superstar apprentice type dude like Trump, you know. And so the military overwhelmingly voted for Trump just because we've been in constant warfare hell forever. You know, and so look what we've done to these countries under Obama, and it started under Bush. But I mean, my gosh, Egypt, Syria, Libya, what's left of Iraq, Yemen. Oh, by the way, this is in The Guardian. You can find it. Trump supposedly ordered some drone strikes in Yemen on al-CIA operatives. And so I don't, you know, I can't corroborate, but it's in The Guardian. Trump authorized some drone strikes in Yemen, where the Saudis have been pounding with our weaponry they bought from us, probably at a real good price. So, it's kind of alarming. I don't want to see the continuation of the war agenda, Greater Israel, fake Sunni Rothschild Zio caliphate building. But unfortunately, I've been leery because Trump and this Likudnik relationship. But let's see here. Let's play clip 13.
Yeah, Dave Acton checking. And you know, when I was reading the excerpts from this book in relation to the Putz from New York, the current temporary occupant of the White House, it really raised the hair on the back of my head. It's really scary how almost mentally insane this guy is. And I say this as a cautionary note so that we can prevent World War III with Iran, because that's what this guy wants to do, to impress his friends and impress his pals. So let's read some of the passages and see what you think. Of course, we're talking about the Putz from New York. Some narcissists are raised by weak and inaccessible mothers and harsh, rigid, and sadistic fathers. Check. They tend to bond with males in male settings, army, sports, police, bodybuilding, the Catholic Church, and to seek empathy, warmth, support, secure friendship, and love among their male peers. Check. Now remember, the Putz from New York went to a military academy, all-boys school, and he said on many occasions how much he likes his generals and how he respects his generals. Okay? Then we have the very inappropriate, quote-unquote, pussy talk with his sports friends. Talks like a guy who really doesn't understand sex. I've had my share of women, so have a lot of other people. I was athletic. You don't talk like that. The people that talk like that, like they've had conquests, are people that don't really understand what they're doing, that don't really appreciate heterosexual sex. That's just my two cents on it, because it's an exaggeration. It's like guys that talk about combat or stolen valor have no idea what combat's really about. You can see right through them. So we can see right through this exaggeration of grabbing the pussy, because that's something a normal heterosexual man would not do. Okay, so this macho bonding, mask repress, and latent homosexual tendencies, check, and the result of the incestuousness or simply pathological excessive love towards the father or father figure. Of course, this would explain why he put Rudy Giuliani, a totally unqualified nutcase, in charge of cybersecurity for the United States, which is just like the guy who was in charge of FEMA during New Orleans, the horse trainer. Absolutely no background, no security training, a complete foul-up when it came to 9/11, and we're going to put him in charge of cybersecurity.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So I got a couple minutes left, and the show's about over. I want to be balanced about this. There were some great moments with the inauguration, and I want what's best for my country. Remember the ripple effect. It cuts a few different ways. Domestically, it might be good for us. For Western Europe, the Trump rise, as far as the psyche of Europeans, it might help. It also might cut into emboldening the Israelis even further. Expansion of settlements, you know, doing what they want with the Gazans. And so this Trump ripple effect is real, and it is affecting people psychologically, and it's triggering these mentally ill mind-controlled zombies academia has ruined. And so I'll leave it there for the night. And thanks for listening and support RBN, folks, and appreciate everybody that posts the show. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Food storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting